Yo, 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 you know what this is? This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Come on, man, if we lined up today, I'm where I'm supposed to be. He where he supposed to be. Ah, let go, man. This episode 4, we back in the building. Let's get it cracking. What's going on, man? We got a big show for you today. We got Mike and Quan in the building. Mike here right now. I don't know if Quan going to be here. I'm pretty sure Quan going to be here. We got Politics with Gray in the building. That's always a must. We got Riding High Looking Low with OG.
Yeah, that's right.
You got Black Facts, y'all. Black Facts, y'all. They coming in today, man, so you know. And you got Everyday Shit with Fino the G.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got a pretty good show coming up today, man. OG, what's going on, man? What's happening? I see you over there with that $1,000 haircut from Anointed Touch.
Yeah.
Amen.
Browns Anointed Touch, you know, they always keep you lined up. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Y'all go check them out over there on Main Street, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Browns Anointed Touch, you know, barber, you know what I'm
saying? They doing it all over there, man. Like, they doing
and
it all over
beauty.
There.
You
yeah,
know,
barber and beauty.
Barber and beauty, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man. You know, I feel exceptionally great.
Okay.
You know, it's just a lot of you know, I feel great. I ain't got nothing to talk about. I feel great. It's the shit, man. I just feel it's a good day. Feel good outside.
Yeah, it is.
I think that Weatherby had a lot to do with shit, boy. Yeah. You get the feeling, you feel good one time.
Yeah.
And then you just want it to be sun for the rest of the, you know, rest of the season, man. So, yeah, I feel great, man.
So, how is your mental health? How are you doing mentally?
Mentally, I'm straight, man. Everything good. Everything's still good. Same report last week.
Okay.
I'm just in a good spot right now, man. You know what okay. I mean? They sending out them stimulus checks that just passed. Shout out to Joe Biden, Kamala Harris.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Cup, cup, cup. You already know, man. So, you know, a lot of people happy out here. We happy. My kids, they out of town and shit. So, it's just me and, you know. We just thugging this weekend, man.
Okay,
so, yeah.
I'm
good. I'm in a good spot.
Yeah, that's good.
In a good place, you know.
Good
what I mean?
To hear that you're in a good spot, man.
Yeah, man. I'm good,
you know
man.
What I'm, saying?
I'm good. Where you at?
Man, I'm
How
blessed,
you feeling?
Man. I'm blessed and highly favored, man. I'm just thank God to be here, man. You know what I'm saying? Be living, be in a good space, feel good physically, you know what I'm saying? Meeting new people, you know what I'm saying? Walking the building. You know, you meeting people, seeing people that you ain't seen in a while.
Yeah.
They ready to, you know what I'm saying, mix and mingle with each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
No standoff attitudes.
Yeah.
That crazy shit. I think over here, Black Wall Street, shout out to Wayne Draper, man.
Yeah.
You know, over here, what we doing over here at this spot.
Yeah.
You know, you already know you got to come in with that, you know. How you doing, that professional attitude,
yeah.
That how you doing, brother, that how you doing, sister,
yeah.
Attitude. So, you know what I mean? Like, this place gets you ready for the future.
Yeah.
Because this is how shit should be, you know what I mean?
Big up to Wayne Draper over here at the Tad Space, over here 20 East Main Street. If you want to come over here and do business, holler.
Man, holler Wayne, man, you know, for real, man. So, you
know
we
saying?
You just can't do it right here, you know?
He said you can't do it right.
Yeah, you can do it. You know,
you
do what
I'm saying, man. I want to shout out, man, my boy over there. You know, over there, Dylan the Pearl. You know, what I'm saying, shout out Roger Day.
Hey,
he got
man.
Me looking good over here, my
Roger Day.
You know what I'm saying? I know you see it. You know what I'm saying? We linked to the streets, baby. That's what every day with Rook and Fino, we linked to the streets. We connected to the streets, man. We stay, you know, with the people.
Bro really working with his apparel game
right
now, man. He doing his, you know, he coming up with a lot of creative shit.
Yeah.
And that's the move, man. Like, that's where we want to be at right now. Like, on some creative shit. Everybody in a good creative spot creating shit.
Yeah.
That's what black folk do. We builders. We create shit. Look at the world. Look at the White House.
Yeah.
Look at the, you know, look at the Capitol building. Look at all this shit all over the world. We just good at creating.
Yeah.
And just what we do, man. So, DGN, what's up?
That's
my
right.
Niggas, shout out.
Shout out, man. Appreciate, you know, the apparel. Y'all go holler at it. Roger Dillon.
Yeah.
You know, Roger Dillon.
Roger Dillon on Facebook, man.
That's, right.
Tap
That's
in.
What it is, man. You know what I'm saying? So, give us some everyday ish you've been going through this week. You know, what's some, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, just,
Be real.
Everyday shit I've been going through this week. Patience.
Oh!
Patience is a thing that, and taking your time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not rushing shit, just trying to make it happen.
Yeah.
But patience and making sure everything is right. I'm one of them niggas who, I'm like, let's get it now. If the time is right, let's get it now. As I get older, as time goes, I'm really realizing, like, hey, give it some time. It ain't no race. You told me that, Sherry. You ain't winning no race. Yeah. You doing what the hell we do, you know what I mean? So take your time, make sure everything is right before you just step out there on the motherfucking limb.
Yeah.
Rook taught us something back years ago, man. It's a years ago. It was the six P's. That's what it was called, the six P's. The six P's, the six P's are proper planning prevents piss poor performance. We tend to get away from that shit sometime, but that's something that I'm practicing right now. Proper planning prevents piss poor performance. So OG taught me that, and I'm putting that shit to work. So just this week, man, I've just been dealing with my patience. Like, I ain't been rushed to do nothing. It's just that this is something I know that I'm going to have to work on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what some everyday shit with me, man. I be really be on some meditation shit. Like, what can I do to make myself better?
Oh, I like that.
On some, not even on no weirdo shit. I really just want to be a better nigga than I was last year. I want to be a better person than I was last month. You feel me?
Man, I just want to step it up. Man, you kicking some knowledge over here today, man. You know what I'm saying? You in your bag, man. You know what I'm saying? Breaking it down to the very last compound. I mean, you know, they always say put it where the ghost can get it. You know, make it simple.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Make it very simple so everybody can get it. And that's
definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, we're just trying to take our time. Because we already know. We got to be perfect.
We got to be right. We come from a small ass town.
We got to be perfect. Because it's always, it's how you look. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
What it look like. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even got to be good. You know what I'm saying? But it should be. It should be great. But a lot of people is into what it look like. Because
yeah.
A person can look real good on the outside, but be full of junk on the inside.
Hey, man, fucked up.
You know what I'm saying?
Raggedy as hell on the inside. You bad as shit on the outside. Oh, my God. The car's stopping. The blue carpets roll out.
Yeah.
Everybody looking. But your insides is just stinking, polluted, toxic.
Toe up from the floor
up.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to be better men at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're trying to be better in our community. You know what I'm saying? So
shout out Chad Martin, man. He just now had to hear that Women Let's Talk.
Yeah.
You know, here in the city, man.
Sounds like it was a success.
I think that it was a success. I hope that it was a success.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna take everybody.
Yeah.
It's not going to take just one group of people. It's going to take everybody.
That's
and
right.
The women, you see what we doing this month, man? I mean, this whole month is what? This whole month is what?
This whole month is Women's Appreciation Month. Over here at Everyday Life with Rick and Fino. We named it something else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We talking about all the great women around the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and I think that was important for Chad to do that.
Yeah.
We still talking about this shit. It ain't nothing we running in the ground. This is shit that needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? For him to, you know, to put that together. And we just talked about this weeks ago.
Yeah.
That shows you where, you know, it's a test of his character, man. So, we salute you, young man. Yeah. Big dog, you know what's up.
Yeah.
So, hey, look. We about to go ahead and kick it into Black Facts, y'all. Black Facts, y'all. Black Bliggity, Black Facts, y'all. It's Black Facts, y'all. It's Black Facts, y'all. Black Facts, y'all.
Man.
I'm going to hit y'all with the first set today, man. My Black Facts are about two women. I'm going to run it through fast real quick, though. So we got one woman named Ella Baker.
Ooh.
She began her involvement in the NAACP in 1940. She worked as a field secretary and then served as director of branches from 1943 until 1946. In 1957, Ella Baker moved to Alabama to help organize Martin Luther King's new organization, the what's it called? The Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
Yeah, SCLC.
So we want to take our hat off to Ella Baker. We salute you, sister.
Yeah.
And my last black fact is for Tamika D. Mallory. Mm. Tamika is an American activist. She was one of the leading organizers of the 2017 Women's March, for which she and others, co-chairs, were organized in the Time 100. They were recognized. Excuse me, I said organized. They were recognized in the Time 100 for their contributions to the movement. She stood up in the Attorney General, mm-hmm. Daniel Cameron's chest for his mishandling of Breonna Taylor's murder case. She coined the phrase, all skin folks ain't our kin folk.
That right.
So big salute to Tamika D. Mallory, man. That's my black facts, man. OG, what you got?
Today in Women's Black History, Mayor Muriel Bowser proclaimed March 6, 2020, Black Girls Rocks Day. You know what I'm saying? So that's today crazy. Is Black Girls Rock Day.
Oh, for real?
Yes, right.
So
all
2020,
black girls, oh, you rock. You know what I'm saying?
All black girls rock. Believe that.
You know what I'm saying? And that's every year, March 6th.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she proclaimed it last year in Washington, D.C.
That's informative.
You know what I'm saying? And my other black fact is somebody straight out of our town, Nancy Redd.
Oh!
Was Miss Virginia in 2003. She competed in Miss America and finished in the top 10. Nancy won the preliminary lifestyle and fitness and swimwear competition. She's a native of Martinsville, Virginia, and graduated with honors from Harvard in 2003.
But what school she graduated from, though?
She graduated from Law Park, LP. You know what I'm saying?
Salute,
that's
salute,
right.
Salute.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy, though. We got a Miss America from where she was a contender.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Miss America
now, she
from
was
where
Miss,
we from.
Yeah, she was Miss Virginia, though.
She so won Miss Virginia.
She won Miss Virginia.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
and
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? She also is a New York Times and USA Today best-selling author. She has authored 3 books and is a host of HuffPost Live.
Oh, that's,
you know,
that's
what I'm
gangsta.
Saying?
That's gangster.
And I went to school and graduated with a brother, Sammy Redd. So I've been knowing Nancy Redd, her daddy, you know what I'm saying, the late, great Sammy Redd Sr.
Okay.
He was my first baseball coach.
That's crazy.
Yes. Back in the day, you know, well, he sponsored.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? One of the coaches, he sponsored our baseball team. You know what I'm saying? First sport I ever played, baseball. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, I've been knowing that Red since he was this big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
that's
big ups to Nancy Redd. Keep on doing what you're doing, girl.
Those are our black facts, man. Okay, so, how you riding today? We riding high and looking low at Brook. Hey, 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 hey. We riding high and looking low at Brook.
Yes.
Tell them niggas, hey!
Hey, this is what I'm going to tell y'all, man. Look, to all y'all drivers out here, this is for the four-wheelers. If I'm coming down the road and I'm slowing down, and I put my four-ways on. If you see me put them four-ways on, just say I'm right here. I'm going to deliver in front of the tag space. If I put my four-ways on, that means in probably in the next few 10 to 30 seconds, I'm pulling over and I'm stopping. So you need to be paying attention. I'm what you call a stick hauler. What is a stick hauler?
Pause. Now, go ahead.
A stick hauler is a person who delivers furniture.
Okay.
So, I might deliver furniture to the tag space. Okay, when I leave the tag space, I might go down to the bank right here. They might want some furniture. You know, some chairs, some stools. You know what I'm saying? I might go over to Walmart and deliver a couple of packages.
Yes.
I might go to the high school and deliver a couple of packages. That means I'm a stick hauler. So when I pull up and I put my four ways on and you see me try to take over the whole street, this does not mean that you should try to shoot behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look. If I've got the whole road blocked, that means I need The whole road.
The whole road.
And you're going to need to stay back at least 100 feet. Why? Because I will tear your tail up if I hit you. That truck, that back, the bumper, the back end, we will not. If I hit you, I will not feel it.
Damn. That's crazy.
So I'm trying to tell y'all, if you see them four ways, and you see me coming back, I can't see you back there. I can't see you. I'm talking about once my front end start, my front end is this way, but the trailer is coming this way. Mm. The trailer is blocking my view of you. So if you try to shoot by me, I can't see you.
Can't see nothing.
So what I'm trying to tell you, if you see them four ways, you see me coming back, stay back 100 feet. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Look, I know that you don't bullshit or mess around with no damn tractor trailers. Whatever the hell the tractor trailer got going on, that's what they got going on. Stay the hell. It's like, you know, when the police got a man pulled over some shit, right?
Yeah.
You, what the hell you do? You get another damn lane.
Yeah.
So when you see a tractor trailer, you see anything going on with a track trailer, you respect that shit the same way, man.
Yeah.
You know, because that's a big ass vehicle.
Yeah, sir. So, you know what I'm saying, y'all? Just respect the four ways.
Respect them.
You know what I'm saying? We got about eight of them on the truck.
Yeah.
We got two in the front, two right there on the side right there, then two on the side of the trailer, and two on the side of the back end. So that's eight things flashing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just be careful out there and beware of us. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to beware of you. You know what I'm saying? If we see you, we going to stop most of the time. You know what I'm saying? So that right there is riding high.
Looking low with Brooke. Hey, 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 hey. And, you know, this is going to end it for the first segment for us, man. Yeah. We out of here. We about to shoot on over here to Politics with Gray. What's cracking? This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Let's go.
All right.
Yo, y'all know what this is. We back. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
And this is Politics with Gray. What's up, Gray?
How you doing, Gray?
Hold on, and I don't mean to cut you short, but we gotta stand up. We are standing up, and we are saluting you, ma'am, for your remission of cancer. You know what I mean? She had a long fight. She's still fighting.
Still fighting.
But we want to acknowledge you and let you know that we appreciate you, and we admire your courage.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Gray.
Keep on going. Salute.
Believe that, man. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to celebrate on ELWRP today.
Yeah.
Politics with Gray, cancer's in remission. So, man, y'all got to give it up for that, man. Definitely.
We're going to jump right into it, though, bro. Go ahead. What's your thoughts on Texas opening up, lifting the mask mandate, and increases capacity of all businesses and facilities in the state to 100%?
It's a mistake. He is playing politics with people's lives.
Mm. And who is this dude? Who is this?
Greg Abbott.
Is Greg Abbott?
Greg Abbott is the governor of Texas, and he is a Trump man through and through.
Through and through.
He's like Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. They want to be Trump so bad. He see the fiasco with the winter weather they just had, where everybody didn't have any power and water and stuff. People still don't have water.
That's crazy.
Now you want to open things back up, completely up, and tell people, you know, you don't have to wear your mask. There's still people that's not vaccinated yet.
Yes.
Come on. I mean, he's just trying to be a Republican. You know, y'all don't held us down for so long. Now we're going to show you. Look how Ron DeSantis did it in Florida. He didn't shut down Florida. How many cases does Florida have?
I mean, over the roof, out of the gym.
They out the gym.
Oh
man!
So, it's a mistake, and he's gonna pay for it. They're gonna have a relapse, and he's trying to blame it on the people that's coming across the border, well, they're bringing it into America.
Uh-huh. That's crazy.
No, they're not.
Yeah, it's like the narratives that they try to put out, like, they can't never... It to me, Gray, you know what it seems like? It seems like nobody wants to do right.
No.
It's only a few people who are on the side of fucking good, man.
Yeah.
And it's so many people who... All of the people in the government, like the Retrumplicans... Look, Chris Cuomo called them Retrumplicans. They have no sense. No common sense.
Doing right doesn't get you money. Doing right doesn't get you paid.
Oh.
That's what this is all about. They want to make that money. They've seen how much money they can make, you know, being with Trump when he was the president and had the businesses and all those tax cuts and stuff.
Definitely.
They want to keep that. So that's why they're fighting so hard to not let the Democrats have anything, because they're already losing donors. They're losing people, you know, coming from being Republicans because they don't like Trump. They're trying to be Trump. They want to be mini Trumps. That's what they're trying to do. And it's just, it's getting sad now, because you just... Right now, you're just opposing any and everything. I mean, look at Ted Cruz. He was standing up the other day talking about, well, this bill is going to give the illegal aliens checks, and they're going to do this.
Wow.
And he had, Dick Durbin had to stand up and tell him, man, you lying. Stop it.
I don't,
stop it.
So the bill was passed today.
$1.9 trillion.
49-50. 49-50. Now, how did that happen? What did that 49-50 split come in there?
All the Republicans voted against it.
What? They didn't want to get no relief.
They did not want to get any relief. They have been voting on this thing since Friday.
Yeah.
9 o'clock Friday. Joe Manchin from West Virginia, he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
He held it up for 8 hours because he did not like $400 for unemployment insurance. And he did not like the threshold to receiving the $1,400 stimulus check. So after 8 hours, they finally worked something out with him where it's $300 for the unemployment. And it ends in the first week of September instead of the end of September.
That's crazy.
And the threshold went up for the $1,400 stimulus check. So I think a family of making $80,000 or less, they can get it. But if you're making $80,000 or more, you can't get the $1,400.
Mm-hmm. And it's so many people who ain't making $80,000 a year.
Yeah,
that's what they don't talk about on the news.
But it's also people that's making $80,000. They ain't making $80,000 no more. They basing this on tax check. So when they go pull, you know, their taxes up, I'm like, yeah, you made $81,000. But they not making that no more. They might need that $1,400.
Right, you're right. Okay.
They won't get it. Yeah. So it's just, I don't understand how they voting for something that their constituents going to need, you know.
That's crazy.
Look at West Virginia. West Virginia is one of the poorest states we have. Yeah. And you up there just voting. Look at Mississippi. The people that haven't had water in about a month.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah, they haven't had water in about a month. And this man talking down there talking about, well, we finna open back up. Did you know how poor and rural
y'all ain't even healthy enough to open back up?
Thank you.
And you're from down like so the bottom. Yeah. You're from the bottom. You know, it ain't the South. You're from the bottom. So you know.
It's crazy. And them people, they already don't, you know, like going to doctors. They already, and you talking about now, you know, take off your mask and we fine. No, you are not.
That's crazy. I don't know what's going on in America right now. It just seems like the ones calling the shots. My brother Sincere, Tiny Preach, say common sense ain't so common.
No, that's right. It's not. It seems like the more money they have, they just lose their minds.
Yeah.
Like they just lose touch with being common people.
Humans.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow, you ain't even operating on a human scale. Like, come on, you an alien, cuz.
I seen where the Republican Senator Ron Johnson, he forced Senate to read all 628 pages of the Biden COVID bill out loud.
And wasn't even there when they was reading it.
Damn.
620.
Just trying to hold it up.
It took about 11 hours, right? Mm-hmm.
That's what he wanted to do. Mission accomplished.
Filibuster. Basically, that's what it was.
They say filibusters are like basically still a thing of like Jim Crow or some Jim Crow type shit. Like a filibuster is meant to block you.
Yes.
It's meant to block anything for poor people. I feel like that. For anything for black people or for not even just black people. poor people, period, because black folks ain't the only one poor.
No. Yeah.
It's some poor white people out here, like, damn bad, and we all know some of them.
But yeah. they vote against their interests.
But they will time. Vote yeah. every time. They will.
Every
time. I got a redneck buddy. I ain't gonna say no name. He ain't even a buddy for real, because I drew the line in the sand. He is piss poor broke. Damn bad. Fucked up.
Yeah.
But they vote against getting better for them every time. I wonder why. Why is that?
Like they said, if you can convince the poorest man that there's somebody underneath them, they will do it every time. And that's why, you know, they vote against themselves. Now we can't have black people doing better than, but you doing worse than what I'm
you doing worse than what we doing.
Yeah. I'm trying to help you, but
yeah,
it's crazy. Damn.
Hey, and the House passed the George Floyd Police Reform Bill. It's banning controversial police tactics and easing the way for lawsuits against officers violating suspects' constitutional rights.
And redoing cops, making them go back and, you know, do sensitivity training, how to deal with, you know, mental issues and going on.
Yeah.
I think that it should pass the House. It passed the House, it should pass the Senate, I should say.
Yeah.
So hopefully it does, but since, you know, they made a big thing about defund the police, Blue Lives Matter, yeah. you know, until the Capitol riots, then, you know, beat the mugs.
Whenever I hear Blue Lives Matter, that's how I laugh.
Beat the mugs.
They beat their own people. What about the police? Hey, beat one with a flagpole.
Hey, look, and then they said one of the representatives of Lance Gooden, the sole Republican who voted for the legislation, wrote on Twitter that his vote had been a mistake and he opposes the bill.
Yeah, they got to him.
Mm.
He was the only Republican who voted for the bill.
Yeah. I mean, they can say it's a civil war in the Republican Party, and it is, and they, you know, people, that. But when it comes to voting, they're going to vote together. Mitch McConnell got them in line.
Yeah.
They're going to vote together. They're going to, and it's all about lining their pockets and what they can do.
I didn't realize that shit, man. All like being in the government is all about getting rich.
Yeah. They ban the lobbyists, but they still come up there and put line. There's no way they can come in there. Some of the people come in there poor, you know, maybe 100,000, 800,000, and they leave millionaires.
Mm.
That's why they fight so hard to stay in them seats, because that money's too good.
Yeah. Mm. So what do you think about Anderson Cooper, you know, talking to the QAnon dude?
I think it was a good show. It really was. And he knew he was going to be targeted, because yeah. as soon as Fox, that Tucker Carlson from Fox got on there and started talking about that, then whenever they start amplifying on Fox, that's when they start targeting these people. Because he's not the only one. A lot of them got targeted, you know.
Yeah. Said he need to be publicly executed.
Mm-hmm. April Ryan, the black.
Yeah.
She got targeted because they call her out on Fox. They know they sending out the dog whistle. Tucker Carlson is nothing but a racist. Yeah, I don't know if y'all seen his show at 8 yeah. o'clock on night. He's nothing but a racist.
He says the most barbaric shit about black people.
It's just ridiculous. But, like they said, when they took him to court, the court found that, yeah, we know he lied. Y'all shouldn't believe everything he said. And they keep letting him do it.
Yeah. Mm. I think in the world we live in now, they'll let you do everything that you were supposed to do. And they try to put it on people like, that's your fault if you believe. That's your fault if you believe. It's like, you can do whatever you want to do.
You know, like this QAnon mess. It's just totally weirdos. Ridiculous now.
Yeah.
Now the new date is March the 20th, I think, when he's supposed to take office.
Yeah. It was supposed to be March the 4th. And now, yeah, that's what QAnon thinks, that Donald Trump is going to be fucking president in March.
Well, no, it's deeper than that. It's crazy. They think Joe Biden is really Trump, but he's just wearing a mask.
Man, these niggas is crazy.
They think the White House is closed down, it's shuttered. Uh-huh. That when you see pictures, it's just pictures that they have.
Yeah.
That people really have already been arrested. And on March the 20th, when Biden rip off his mask and show it's Trump, that's when they're going to start hanging people. It's deep. It's like they live in a hole.
It's retarded deep. What the hell are they talking about?
Cause they getting it from these news, like Newsmax. ONN and Fox.
Yeah, ONN. They foolish as hell.
Was a right wing box. You listen to some of the. They really. I mean, they are passionate, and it's just not white people. It's black people too. Good. I seen a couple black, and I'm like, what are you saying?
Man, it's a lot of our skin folk who ain't our kin folk, and they go right along with damn the QAnon.
Oh, it's a hoax. COVID is a hoax, and please don't believe that. And you know, black people getting this money and this and that. And I had one guy on Fox talking about we getting our stimulus checks and we finna do an uprising. What the hell you gonna do an uprising with $1,400?
You broke that. Man, you. Look, $1,400 is good money in the black community right now. Especially if you come to the black community and you're damn bad.
Yeah.
$1,400 ain't no long money, man. So you got to do right by that money.
Yeah.
That ain't no big money, man. Yeah. You got to do right by that money. What up, cub?
Man, well, we're gonna shift gears, you know what I'm saying, talking about money. Because, you know, the Senator Kelly Loeffler says that her part of the Atlanta Dream, and Renee Montgomery becomes the first former player to be a owner and executive of the WNBA franchise.
First black woman?
Yeah.
Who is this again?
Her name is Renee Montgomery.
Oh, that's great.
You know what I'm saying?
I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, she's a part owner of the Atlanta Dream, the basketball team.
Oh, got you. WNBA.
Yes. WNBA. Mm-hmm.
Salute.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is Women's History Month. You know what I'm saying? So, Greg, you want to shout out a woman?
I think, for me again, it's Stacey Abrams.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us about Tasha Brown,
because Stacey did this. Stacey put him up there in that White House so we can get these bills passed.
Yeah.
And, you know, they trying, they might. You know, they done passed all them laws down there in Georgia. But Stacey's like, nah, watch me again. So they coming back.
Stacey, it's not Stacey alone, but Stacey. I mean, it was just like she put him in that White House, man.
She got him shook up there. Yeah. You know.
She did, man. Yeah. Georgia was the one that we had to make Stacey Abrams did that shit.
They passed all these laws. You know, you can't give out water while they voting.
Yeah.
You can't bust them in too while they voting. You know, you can't vote on Sundays. You can't have souls to the polls.
It's
you
crazy.
Can't do all this stuff. Stacey said, "Watch me. We finna come back now. We gonna get y'all." So. They doing all this, these lawsuits against this. Now, if the Supreme Court rule on the voting thing, then that'll shoot all of that down.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what basically people waiting on to see what the Supreme Court is going to say.
All right, we're gonna shift gears.
That's crazy.
Straight, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna go off track a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna do some movie reviews. You know what I'm saying? So we got two movies we're gonna review.
Okay.
And the two movies are. First movie is Coming to America.
Simi! Akeem!
Now, I haven't seen it. So, Gray and Fino go tell us what they think about it.
I watched it last night. Gray, when you watch it?
I watched it the other day.
Okay.
You go first. It's your show.
I mean, it was okay to me. It wasn't all like they trying to be. To me, it seemed like it was forced funny. Like, it was just scenes in there, and you're like, okay, you know, they was just trying to force it too much. Yeah. It was good. I'm not going to say it's a sequel. It's like, well, yeah, it's like a part two.
Yeah,
I'm
part two.
It's a sequel.
Yeah, part
but
two.
But it's okay. You know, I like Wesley Snipes. I thought he was funny in there. To me, Leslie,
Jones,
she was a little over the top, but she always is. So.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Just, but to me, it just felt forced funny, like they was forcing you to laugh.
Oh,
it has
okay.
to be natural, you know, like the first one was just, you know, you looking at you like, what the world? You know, they just had little scenes like a dude laying on the stairs. Don't be playing that dead mess on me, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this was just forced to me, but it was a good movie. I'm not going to
okay.
I'm just glad I didn't go to the movie, pay no money.
You didn't pay no money to see it. You got to stream it.
Yeah.
All right. For me, my opinion is I was impressed. I went to look at it, and I wasn't impressed because I know sequels are never any good.
Yeah.
Not a lot of sequels are ever fucking good. Coming to America 2 for me was good. One, everybody was still alive, you know, so the roles that Arsenio and Eddie got to play, they still were able to play them roles.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it I don't want to give the movie up for nobody.
We ain't going to give it up.
Definitely. I just think that it's something for younger folks, too. Yeah. They had scenes in there for younger folks, so I feel like they're trying to reach a new audience.
Yeah.
So it's not for a lot of us to understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go check that joint out. Yeah, you see for yourself. For yourself. Me and Gray, two totally different people. You might have, I agree with Gray. Oh, I agree with Vito.
Yeah.
Go check it out for yourself, man. But Coming to America, check that out. All
right. And then the last one is the United States versus Billie Holiday. What do you think about that, Gray?
I loved it. Finally, somebody told the story of Billie Holiday. Like I just told you earlier, I'm not knocking the old Billie Holiday with Richard Pryor and Billy Dee Williams and Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
But they just didn't hit on her historical context. Billie Holiday made a big splash. J. Edgar Hoover hated her.
Why did they hate her?
Because she was singing that song, Strange Fruit, and she was telling people what was going on. And the story behind that is that they were on the train doing their tours, and as black people, they couldn't stop in white people towns. Yeah. So they had to stop outside of towns to stretch their legs, use the bathroom and stuff.
Yeah.
They was walking through the woods to get ready to go through the bathroom, and she went to use it, and she looked up, and she seen four black men and two women that had been hung.
Mm-hmm.
And just left out there.
Yeah.
And she could not
get it out of her head. Yeah.
And they was like, let's go. They knew they was in the wrong area, that they had to rush back to the train. She said she couldn't get out. She started asking questions. They was like, better not to ask no questions and leave it be.
Yeah.
You know, she said, and it just stayed in her head and it really messed with her.
Yeah.
That's what got her further down into drugs than what she was. Because she's like, how could people just do that?
Yeah.
FBI was like, stop singing that song. She was like, why?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling y'all the truth.
Damn.
That's why they was on her. The other one did not touch that at all.
Yeah, I didn't see that part.
No, that's crazy. Didn't touch that at all.
What's the name of this movie?
It's called The United States versus Billie Holiday. But the first one, the story of Billie Holiday or something like that, I don't know.
Where can you check this out at? Streaming-wise.
It's on Hulu, right?
Yeah.
So it's Hulu. On Hulu.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
Man. So, I mean, I seen both movies. Like the first one, it was real, you know, like rough around the ages, because it was like Diana Ross, you know, they showed her, you know, saying.
It's sitting on a drug use.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they went for.
Yeah, it was like, you know, you can see that her mother was a street lady.
A woman of the night.
And she put her out there at an early age. Like, you going to have to, you know, she basically told you going to have to get up out of here. You messing up my business. And she won't be 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
How you? I mean, that's why you on drugs.
That's
why she started using drugs. Because, you know, she's been taken advantage of at a young age.
Your mama tell you you got to go. So, you know, it's kind of like, where do you go?
Where do you go? You know what I'm saying? And I love the movie. It was raw, uncut.
Go check that out.
You know what I'm saying? Sheree, you seen it too, right? So you got something you want to say about it?
I'm definitely going to check that out.
I agree with everything that y'all said. But what I've noticed and I appreciate with the movies, especially the black movies that's coming out now, they're showing the raw and the real.
Yes.
It's not
just
made over.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter if it's good, you know, showing black people in a good way or bad way. This is who we are. This is how we got here. And
yes.
I appreciate that so much. Like that movie, what was the one with Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali?
One Night in Miami.
I love that.
You need to see that.
I loved it because they showed all sides, good and bad
of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of them had their bad sides, you know.
Yes.
And
I would suggest that movie, too.
Mm-hmm.
One Night in Miami. You know what I'm saying? You had Cassius Clay. You had Sam Cooke.
Malcolm X.
And Jim Brown. Mm-hmm. You had the greatest of the greatest. They was black excellence at that time. Black men, anyway. You know what I'm saying? So... But
go check them joints out.
But I do know they're coming out with one about MLK, the unvarnished.
Oh, okay.
And tell everything, how he was a womanizer, and, you know, he wasn't, even though he was a great man, he still had his flaws.
Yes.
His flaws.
That's the
young
truth.
Women. And, you know, my dad told me that a long time ago. He was like, I love the man, but we know when come into town, the he got to have a certain amount of young women. Yeah. So all of them was like that. He said all of them were like that. They were great men, but they just had their flock.
Yeah,
you know, stop having them up as these big gods and everything. Let them know they're human.
They're human beings.
They had their problems, but I think I love the Billie Holiday movie.
With Malcolm X, though, you know, they talk about that with Malcolm X before they talk about anything with Malcolm.
Right.
He was a womanizer, a pimp, a hustler, a drug user.
But that came from the Muslims that sell. They want that out.
But they talk about that with Malcolm. Yeah. I don't mean to cut it out. That's another story. That's neither here nor there.
That's a great movie,
salute,
too.
Salute, man.
Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying? So,
salute.
This is in this section right here.
You already know.
This was Politics with Gray. And this is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Yo, yo.
Let's get it. Yo, 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 you know what this is. We back. And we got Mike and Corn with us. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
And this is Real Sports with who?
Corn and Mike.
I got my nigga to do it this time. Hell yeah. They meant for the camera shit, man.
Man, we're gonna jump right into it, man. What y'all think about the Russell Wilson trade that they trying to make happen?
Oh!
Yeah. If she had to trade Russell Wilson, they making a mistake. You know he won't try. They got to... As good as he been for them, as much as he did for them, they got to make some concessions and try and work around it so they can make him happy. Because they lose him, you ain't replacing him. You ain't getting Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, or none of them. So you ain't replacing Russell Wilson.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, look, I heard the Chicago Bears was going out them hard for him. What you hear?
They are.
Okay.
And if he leave, I would rather him go to the Bears than the head to the Cowboys.
But I was waiting on him to say
but,
I like that one right there.
If Seattle is smart, they won't trade him because he ain't even threatening to, like, retire or nothing. So, like, why would you even... Like, I feel like the Texans need to trade Watson, but I don't feel like the Seahawks need to trade Russell Wilson. Like, they're not going to get the proper value.
Yeah.
So, it's no point in trading.
Definitely.
But if the Cowboys offered Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott for him?
But his ass gone. He coming to Dallas, man.
You got to give me a first-round pick because I don't know if I really want Dak. You feel what I'm saying? I might want a running back, give me some defensive players and a pick. I let y'all figure out what y'all want
to
do with that.
Mike Kwan, this nigga coming to Dallas, man.
Look.
He ain't coming to Dallas.
Look, I'm going to tell you, though, it do seem like.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. If he leaves, it's probably going to be the Raiders. Because they in the AFC. That's the only AFC.
But I do feel like either Chicago, the Bears, or the Raiders because of that market. Because I feel like Sierra would have a lot to do with that, of what she could do with her career.
Definitely.
You see what I'm saying? So I would feel like if he gonna leave, he wanna get to a good market.
That's gonna help her too.
Right.
Because he do seem like that he is for his lady.
Right.
He's for his family. He wanna see. He know he rich as hell. He gonna be straight rest of his life.
Yeah.
She is too because she got kids with it, but still, she got aspirations of wanting to be something.
And she been on hold, sort of kind of in Seattle for a minute.
Taking care of him.
And it ain't like he winning.
Yeah.
You feel me? So like, it's not like he like, well, I'm just keep winning Super Bowls.
Damn right.
You know, I'm good right here though. It's like. I'm taking all the fucking work. They ain't even got a line.
Seattle better put some work into that offensive line.
Big fat.
Yeah. They better, so, when they draft, that's where they better focus.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
So what y'all think about the Carson Wentz trade? Mike, that's your team.
I hope it works out for him.
Do you like the trade?
For him, it's probably the best place he could have landed.
Okay.
Because he got Frank.
What
right
is he
there.
Laying to?
Yeah. Frank Reich was the offensive coordinator of the year. He had his best year.
He was the coach, right?
Yeah, he didn't coach the coach. He was the offensive coordinator there. They got an offensive line. They got a running game. They got wide receivers. They got a defense.
Uh-huh.
He can't succeed there. He ain't succeed nowhere.
So did Philly lose money? Do they got to pay any of that?
They got to pay it 1 year.
How much? 30?
30-something million this year, but next year it comes completely off.
Okay.
So they're going to be a little strapped this year on the salary cap, but next year they lose all that money. They're going to have a whole lot of money to spend next year. So they need to go in and get Jalen Hurts some weapons this year to see what he's going to do.
What pick y'all got?
Six.
Number six. Who y'all going for?
I'm hoping they get Chase from LSU. Could give Hurts a chance. That way, if he's got the weapons, he don't succeed. Next year, you use that draft pick you get from Indianapolis, you might have to find another quarterback.
Oh, okay.
That's just the way I'm looking at it. But I'm happy for the man. If it works for him and it succeeds, I can't be mad.
Okay. Mm. What about you, Paul?
I think it was a good trade for the Colts. Don't really like it for the Eagles, but I understand it because they did have to get something.
What did they get?
Third and then maybe a second.
It's a third round pick, but if he plays 75% of the plays or 70% they make the playoffs, it goes up to a second round pick.
Right.
And then they got another pick.
Yeah, like another third or fourth pick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was decent. It was better than just losing them for nothing, but I just feel like for a former MVP candidate and would have been winner if he wouldn't have gotten hurt. That just wasn't enough, like.
Oh, okay.
But
he didn't want
to
be there.
Right. And like Mike said, this is going to give them the ability to pick in early. And not having no money, they basically can kind of not really throw away the year, but use it as a test to see what they need to get moving forward, whether that would be a quarterback or if they've actually found a quarterback. But if you put weapons around them as well, get him some receivers, get the line back right, then even if he's not the answer, when you can get a pick next year, you might can find the answer and he can come in to some talent.
That motherfucker right there, this dude right here, strategist. I'm sorry, Mike.
But he's
right.
They going to have a, if Hurts don't work this year, they're going to have a high pick next year, early in the draft. They got 2 second round picks next year, so they made it. Eventually, you got to see what Hurts got.
So y'all would go after a quarterback?
Not this year.
No. Number six?
No, I go after wide receiver.
Depends on who there?
No, if Chase is there, you take him. He played the other year. He played this year.
What you gotta say, Paul?
Last year.
Jamar Chase.
Yeah. If he's there, you take him. If he's not there, they talking about the tight end from Florida, but you can line up as wide receiver.
Pitts.
Give him some weapons, because that's what they missing. They need a big play receiver.
But they got tight ends, though, right? They got Zach Ertz.
They trying to get ready to pay Zach Ertz.
What about Goddard?
They get ready to pay him.
Okay.
Mm. But see, the Pitts, he played wide receiver, tight end. He's 6'6".
Okay.
So he can move around Florida and line him up all over the place.
Okay.
Give you some versatility. Oh. Darius Slay just restructured his contract, opened up $9 million salary cap this year. Lane Johnson getting ready to restructure his.
Okay.
So they working on players there are working trying to get them some money so they can make some moves this year.
Okay, you talking about restructuring. What's up with Big Ben's contract, Paul?
He restructured it so we could get some more money.
What is his deal now?
I guess you would say they added on the extra 3 years, but they basically just
spread the money out.
Yeah, spread the money out over the extra time. Okay. So that it would cut the amount he would make this year.
Okay.
That way we can
more
go
room to sign somebody else.
Right, so we can re-sign, hopefully, Bud or Juju.
Okay. Now let me ask y'all this. Who is y'all's, I'm just going to throw it out there. We didn't even say it was going to be this. But what, give me y'all's top five mock drafts. Corn and Mike. You know what I'm saying? Well, y'all, I'm going to throw that out there. Can y'all give it now or y'all want to come back to that?
We already know who number one is going to be.
All right, you know who number one. Who your top, who number four? Number five. You go to number six then, since y'all going to be number six. What's your top six?
Trevor Lawrence going number one. See,
yep.
Think about it. With the Jets, we don't know what they're going to do with Sam Darnold yet.
Yep. What would you do? No, you pick. We ain't talking about this. We talking about you pick.
I'm picking.
Yeah, you the
you pick.
I'm keeping Sam Darnold and giving him.
Who you going? You going with the Alabama dudes?
Probably. Give him something on the outside to throw it. Because he's been running around. Because they got another first-round pick to get a lineman the second time. Who's third?
Who number two? Who was the dude number two? Who the wide receiver?
They're probably going to go with Devontae Smith.
Devontae Smith? Okay, who number three?
The Lions?
No. The Falcons number three, ain't
they? Who they going to get?
They probably going to take that quarterback from North Dakota State and let him sit for, or maybe not from North Dakota State, but BYU, Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson.
Let him sit for a year.
Who number four?
The Lions.
The Lions. Who you going with? They gonna go. They gonna get Chase. No, this your pick.
They probably are.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
They probably are. Who's number five?
Who number five?
Wrong. Number three was the Dolphins.
Number three is Dolphins.
They gonna take. They gonna probably take Jamar Chase.
Oh.
If he's sitting there, four is the Falcons. That's when they gonna take Zach Wilson.
And number five is
Detroit Bengals. Bengals. They are. We all know that they gonna take that lineman, Penei Sewell, because they gotta get.
Okay.
Burrow from protections. He got eight up. If it's sitting like that, we gotta take Pitt number six.
Okay, who you got, Quan?
Lawrence, if it's me personally and I'm the Jets,
yeah,
I'm trading the pick.
To what? To whoever wanted?
I'm trading, trying to get back anywhere in between round about number 8 to 15 maybe, and I'm trying to add either a first and a second, or I would even live with a first and 2/3.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And when I say a first, I mean we automatically swapping, so they're going to have to give me one more off the gate.
Yeah, okay.
That's crazy.
Who you going with number three?
Number three, five. Which is then leave the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's the Dolphins.
They would get
Chase.
No, Devontae.
Oh, Devontae.
Right. The Falcons would get Wilson. Well, if it was me, I would get Fields, but I think they'll get Wilson.
Wait a minute, Fields from Georgia, right?
But with the way Atlanta's okay. set up, Wilson will be able to fit better behind Matt Ryan and learning from Matt Ryan.
But see, I'm under the impression that Fields is going to be better.
Okay.
And to me, when they had Mike Vick, it seemed like even though they may have been better for longer with Matt Ryan. The fans was more
into it.
They was more into
it.
Right, and I feel like with Fields being from there, that could be.
Yeah.
But I see more of Zach Wilson just being behind Matt Ryan, and that seems like the perfect kind of transition. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and then the Bengals, of course, like he said, Sua, the offensive tackle. Okay.
He didn't play this year. He's from Oregon. But he didn't play this year. He set out the year.
And then that means that y'all would get the receiver, Jamar
Chase.
They got to take him.
Yeah, because him and Smith both is elite receivers.
Okay.
The reason I like Chase better?
What?
His size. He's 6 foot. If you watch the film, a lot of Devontae Smith's catches, he was running wide open because Alabama was just so good. Where Jamar Chase was making catches over people
in traffic
and contested catches.
So he was looking like he's a standout.
Yeah.
He definitely looked like a standout.
He's 6 foot where Devontae like 5'9".
Yeah, you know. What's that dude used to play for the Lions? Megatron. They called him Megatron.
Megatron's 6'5".
Come on, man. You're a different, it's a different league.
Just throw the ball up.
Yeah.
Go get it.
So what y'all got tonight with the UNC and Duke game?
Go Heels. Heels win.
That's right. Hold y'all Tar Heels.
Heels win by at least 5.
All of us blue, so I love it.
I'm hoping Carolina just it's the Jekyll and Hyde of college basketball.
Okay.
Last Saturday, they showed it in one game. The first half, they looked like
trash.
And then the second half, they beat what should have been the ACC regular season champion and dominated the whole second half. And that team shows up there, blew Duke out.
Do y'all think it's the players or the coaches?
It's the players because they all young. They're young.
Yeah.
No,
Duke has always been damn near great.
Yeah. But they ain't this year. If they lose tonight, there's a good chance they're not going to make the NCAA tournament.
Damn, they not.
And that's the first time.
In how many years, bro?
25 years since 95.
They said they're going to have to run the
bowl. Yeah, they had to bring
the ACC championship. Yep. And all that.
Yeah.
The last team that did that was the NC State.
So, Quan, you say that ain't gonna happen.
That ain't gonna happen. We putting the end in that season in dreams tonight.
You putting the nail in the coffin tonight,
Quan? The nail in the coffin is in the Dean Dome tonight.
Duke done hurt the curve, the Tar Heels so much. It's their time.
Look.
It's their time.
If I'm not mistaken, the Tar Heels got more wins against Duke than Duke got against the Tar Heels.
I think so, yeah. Because people forget about the early 2000s, don't they? They forget about the 90s and the 2000s.
When Dean Smith was there, Mike Shefka didn't win too much.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
We had this talk before. I remember having this talk before. Dean Smith might be one of the greatest college basketball coaches of all time.
That's the truth.
Yeah. He was a better person than he was a basketball coach.
Yeah, you told me.
You look into it, they
all these players love him.
Yeah. And A lot of them come here because of what he did with Charlie Scott back in the day, bringing him down there. And they saw that, and he didn't teach them to be great basketball players. He taught them to be great men, which helped them be.
Yeah, because he was the only one that held Michael Jordan on the
20
point.
Yep.
Who y'all got for All-Star weekend?
I got Team LeBron because KD's not playing. If KD was playing, I'd take Team KD, though.
Yeah.
But without him, that handicaps it right,
right
there.
Right. Basically, it does.
You got LeBron and Giannis on the same team, too?
Oh, my gosh. Come on, man. Giannis, what the Kumba?
Jokic, Steph, and Luka? Oh, my Lord.
It's a wrap, man. You better know it. This shit coming over into the West. Yeah. It's going to the West today, buddy.
You got two sprint trainings and shoes.
So what did y'all think about Lloyd Pierce getting fired? You know, did y'all think it was too early?
Yeah.
Oh,
way too early. He didn't even have a chance. This year.
Do you think that the owner's filling the fire for trading the picks of Luka and Trae Young? Shoots 76% on the
season. The transfer. I think they Trae Young's having he ain't the problem.
Yeah, right. It's sort of. Luka is not like the Mavericks of this just all-world team, though. You see what I'm saying? Like, they have their own issues, so I don't understand why Lloyd Pierce was fired.
I don't think neither one of them was better than that. They switched them. They might
and,
be a few games different.
Yeah, and Luka is perfect for Dallas because they had Dirk, and Luka is the perfect fit culture. And for Atlanta, it's Trae Young, like, he is for the ATL, like, that is a perfect fit.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is give him some more talent. Like, I don't know why they think all of a sudden the Hawks are just going to turn from being bums to good just because he's there. Like,
they got some good young talent, but it's all young.
Right.
You got to give them time to play together and with everything.
Feel it out. You got to get a feel for it. Right. You got to get that feel for it.
And they ain't had the time to.
The jail,
they didn't get to play in the bubble.
Yeah.
They didn't have no offseason.
Yeah.
So it's a filling out process.
Yeah, definitely.
Young players trying to learn to play each other with each other.
Yeah.
And he's a small dude. You got to give him time to put on his NBA, get his NBA body.
Yeah.
Them other younger dudes, too. You got to all give him a chance to let them season out, see what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You got money. You can keep on adding to the team each year and get better people.
That's right. So who y'all got in the MVP race?
As of right now,
give me the top three.
I'm going to take Joel Embiid number one.
Yeah, definitely.
Because Philadelphia is actually relevant and for a change.
And it's like Joel wants it.
Yeah, definitely. He's doing, I guess Doc Rivers flipped the switch on him, whatever it was, to get him focused on it.
Uh-huh.
I put LeBron number two because he is keeping them relevant without AD right now.
Okay.
He stepped his game up. They lost some.
And we need AD.
Yeah, they're not going to win it without him.
No, we need him.
Win without him?
We need AD. Dead ass. We fucking need AD.
Against the better teams,
they
have struggled without him.
Yeah. LeBron gave that boy confidence. You understand? Yeah. But LeBron told him he could do it. And he started believing it. And he started doing it. Now that nigga hurt. Like, what we going to do?
My number three choice, though, right now, would be James Harden. What he's done.
Yeah.
He has made. Because they winning games without against some good teams without Kevin Durant. Because he's showing something he didn't show in Houston.
What's that?
Being unselfish and running the point with Kyrie on the side, man, he's keeping the lesser players involved in the game plan. He's getting in the hole to find them for open jumpers and making sure their head's in it on the defensive end because they're getting touches. It's not just him and Kyrie handling the ball all the
time. Yeah. I feel you on that.
I have Embiid at one. I'm going to go Harden number two, LeBron number three, and we need to add a fourth in there.
Oh, shit.
Who is that?
Who is going to be, Quan?
Even though Kyrie Irving has sat out, when Kyrie Irving is balled and
he
is balled. Kyrie is balled.
I'm going to say this right here, though. His numbers ain't big, but what he brought to the table has changed a team.
Who is that?
Chris Paul.
Oh yeah, man, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Phoenix is actually number two in the West right now.
I watched them play the other night.
They're number two
but,
in the West yeah, right that, now.
When they played the Lakers.
When they played the Lakers, yeah, they beat the Lakers. Man. I said,
it's not him. It's not what he's doing on the court, pretty much. But his experience has brought a lot of young players.
There you go. He's in a leadership role.
What Atlanta ain't got, he's bringing to Phoenix.
And they know that Chris Paul.
That knowledge. And they don't fold under pressure no more because he's there.
But we must say that is very true. But it is a crying shame that Chris Paul was picked on the All-Star team before Devin Booker.
Yeah,
we all know Devin Booker's a bad
guy. I'm glad y'all there.
We got to stop
it. Yeah, Devin Booker's there.
Right.
Devin Booker's the numbers man. Chris Paul is there. The off the court, the practice.
Booker's the best player. Chris Paul's the leader of the team.
Yeah. Chris Paul doesn't have a ring, correct?
No.
I feel like that Chris Paul's an underdog. I feel like that he has people. He believes in himself, and everybody believes in him. It just ain't his time yet.
Yeah.
Like, when he gets it, like, everybody, even if you don't like him, you're going to be happy for him. Like, that's
not going to get one.
You don't think he'll get one?
I mean, he's 37, man.
Yeah. God damn.
It all depends, though, because as good as he is for Phoenix this year, if he can possibly maybe get somewhere like the Clippers or maybe even the
you
Lakers.
You think he'll go back to the Clip, Joe?
Why wouldn't it? What?
No, I'm just asking.
You got a chance to go with Kawhi and PG?
You think he'll go back to the Clip, Joe?
I don't think he would. I don't think he would.
I mean, they're on the new management.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on the new, management. Ownership.
Yeah.
They're on the new ownership.
And you got Mr. West, Jerry West in there now.
I don't know, man. Maybe sometime when you get burnt from a team, like you get turned off from a team, you turned off from, like, fuck that. I'm just going to create new ventures here. And that's what it is. Like, he might not.
But I could see if you actually got a chance. But if you are the missing piece to a team, I don't see how he could turn them going to any team that's like that. To get that ring, though.
What about Philadelphia?
That's what I was going to say right there.
Now,
exactly what
that
I was,
would be
That would take Ben Simmons where he could do more.
Yeah. He'll probably fall with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That would be a great fit, actually.
He could run that team and Ben Simmons come off the ball where he could do some other things.
Who is the point guard for
them? Ben Simmons.
But he can't shoot.
Right.
So as a point guard, if you got to hold the ball, they can find him at the end of the game.
Yeah, he like a point forward.
Yeah.
Right.
You put Chris Paul, you can't find him, and that would open up him. And you put Embiid on one block and Ben Simmons on the other end.
And with Chris Paul and Ben Simmons both being able to pass and being smart. You see what I'm saying?
You put that high-low, put Ben Simmons at the high post where he can get the ball, turn around, and he can see things. That would be a good fit for him. I was about to say that.
Hey, man, before we change over, shift gears. Anything else y'all want to add in the sports, we're gonna shift the music.
Some shit that y'all been thinking all week, like.
Amen.
Without football, it ain't the same.
Hey, look, man, I'm gonna end this like this, you know what I mean? But y'all can add something to it if y'all know about it. Okay, I'm gonna say RIP to Prince Markie D from the Fat Boys. You know what I'm saying? You know, that Prince Markie D was an MC, songwriter, producer, actor, radio personality. He was a member of the hip hop group, the Fat Boys. This was the first album I ever got. It was called The Fat Boy.
The Fat Boy.
You know what I mean? And he kind of made me feel pretty good because I would always been a fat boy. You know what I mean? I'm just being real. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, the Fat Boy. Shoot. Had a pizza box on their album. It was a pizza box. You know what I'm saying? They had a big pizza on the front of their album. That was their album. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got to see this.
Big fat ass.
You know what I'm saying? Their singers was Jailhouse Rap. In jail, without the bell. In jail. That one that joke. Can you feel it? Boop. You know, that's my joke. You know what I'm saying? Can you feel it? And then they had, don't you dog me. You know what I'm saying? But,
don't get the movie.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. He also had the movie Quest Groove. He was in Disorderlies.
Oh, I remember that shit.
And Night of the City. And then, you know, and for y'all that don't know, he produced on Mary J. Blige's first album. He produced Real Love.
Oh, damn.
But for Mary J. Blige.
Real
you know
Love.
What? He also produced for Mariah Carey.
I'm searching for a real
J-Lo.
What?
Craig Mack. You know what I'm saying? So,
that was that shit.
You know what I'm saying? And then he also was on Rock the Bells. He was hosting his own show, Prince Mark D Show. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He also had a number one hit single when he went solo called Baby Want to Swing My Way. You know,
them hoes from Atlanta made out. Charlie Swing My Way.
Nah, that one is. That
ain't the same shit.
Nah, that ain't the same
shit. My bad.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Dude was young, man. He was like 52 years old, passed away.
That's young.
You know what I'm saying? Unexpectedly, I heard him on the radio last week, Tuesday or something. He passed away. They say, what about you, Sheree? All right, Fino, what you got?
Anybody in music I want to talk about? We having our Smoke Cannon reunion next week, man.
All right.
Y'all make sure y'all tap in, tune in. And that's the move, man. This is sports with Mike and Quan.
Yeah.
I'm going to let them say. This is sports with
Mike
and Quan.
Let's get it. And this is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
And we out, man. This is episode 4. Y'all make sure y'all tap into teespring.com. Buy some merch if you want to.
Show them a little bit of the merch we got right there.
Hey, look, man. This is made by Bold Black and Beautiful. This is an official joint. It's got like our face on it and shit like that. You can't really see. I ain't taking it out the pack. And when you take it out the pack, you mess it up. So we got masks. We got shirts. ELWRP shirts. And we also got something super special. You got a body to check this out. I'm going to show this to you. Yeah, scan me. So you can tap in with our podcast and everything we got going on from the shirt, man.
Y'all go get that stuff.
That's how innovative we are, man. So salute. That's what we got going on. This is the merch. You can head on over to teespring.com, Bold Black and Beautiful, or Sam Vance Apparel.
FBBM clothing,
and you can get whatever you need to get, man. We rolling, we moving, believe that. So this is Everyday Life with Rook and Fino, and we out. Episode 4.
All right.